Hi, everybody. Well, today's Monday. No, it's not. It's Friday. Got you guys, didn't I? So here we go. This is the Friday show. Yeah, you go. Geez, either I'm ahead of time or behind. So today is Friday, and the date is the 26th of December, 2014. Oh, it's moving on. So let's do a clearing here for people. Do maybe a trauma clearing. If you have trauma, maybe for the last week or something. So here we go. Think of a trauma that you've had. It could be any time in your life, too. And here we go. We're going to release that energy of what you are focusing on. Here we go. So one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, here we go. Do another one here for you. We'll do one for fears. So we'll see if you have any fears out there. And we'll clear that away. Think of that one particular fear that you have. And here we go. Releasing that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now what we'll do is energize the light beam. So there's three of them if you wanted to go to our special page that we have. And it's the lschat.weebly.com. HTML. So we have that up, and you can get three light beams on it, clicking on it. So here we go. If you don't have that, just bring up the light beam maybe on the website creationlightship.com, or you can go to the BBS H2 for our show. So here we go. Light beam coming up. First to be male, so stronger, 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 and stronger. So what happens is the light beam gets energized. It'll be with you for this particular program, and it will radiate peace into your room to make you more peaceful. It doesn't answer your questions. It doesn't do anything for you, as all it can do is give you peace. Source energy is strictly peace energy. So here we go, and it's up to you to use source energy. To use the creative abilities of source energy when you do your creations. And that's basically it. So you can't pray to it. It doesn't, you know, do anything for you or anything else. It's just there holding peace. You have to act to the peace if you wish to be in source energy, and then you can do your manifestations. Then you have unlimited possibilities because source energy is unlimited. The other energy would be the ones on timelines, and we call the darkness energy, the light of the darkness, and that's the way people get tricked into different deities, religious symbols, and you name it, whatever's out there, and you use that energy in the light of the darkness, and it does work, but it's not source. So all those energies are created in duality, and so when you're in duality, then you're on timelines, and timelines what you want to be off of. That's what you could call even your karmas, timelines. So source energy that doesn't exist. So here we go. Let's energize. We'll get the male some more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now non-gender. One, two, three, four, five. And now the female energies. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. So you may feel a slight shift in energies as the peace energies come into you, if you'd like it to do that. So, we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you out there, Cindy?
I sure am, Ron. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone, listeners, and also those that are happen to be in the CLS chat room. That is great. Be sure and watch for the moderator notes, and feel free to comment in the chat room if you're on there, or if not, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the place we'd like for you to send your emails to us. So, Ron, we do have a couple of emails I thought we could review quickly before we start our paranormal show.
Let me, sure.
Okay. This first one says that we had a show on Monday, December 22nd, on BBS, of course, and somebody had asked about dreams, and she wanted to stop having dreams. And it notes, Ron, that your response was to say rid ourselves of orbs and jellyfish via the alien mind fog removal and alien remote viewing aids and the timeline crash. And let's see here, current past life clones, you also suggested. So that right there is packed full of information. Well, then this listener thought it was very interesting because here there's a supplement that's very popular for cognitive issues, and it has an ingredient called Premasian, which is made from, get this, jellyfish protein.
Boy, what a way to get hooked up.
No kidding. You think you want out? Oh, no. We're going to drag you right back in again. And so she mentions that it's funny the dark side is trying to sneak it into our supplements, guys, as health products. And I wonder how many others are like that.
Yeah, well, that could be something. Remember, we had a show, and this is on, I think, Yahoo or something. This may be a couple years ago. And they were saying that somehow they use, I don't know what to say, human hair red.
Oh, boy. I know what you're going to say.
and somehow, apparently, I guess, since the Chinese people have less money over there, we'll say, they were all cutting their hair off to go into bread. So it did something with the preservatives, whatever kind of protein or whatever the hair had in it, it would help in the process of preserving the bread. So anyway, so, you know, they're just passing on another DNA into us. So that might sound kind of horrible, you know, thinking about that, but what are you really eating, you know, when you eat something? You know, you don't know what's in there. Anyway, I'll just stop there. And, yeah, what you don't want to have is, and I mentioned this before, that you don't want to get any of these alien critters in you, and actually the jellyfish and different things like that and give it to you because you're eating it. So, you know, octopus energies especially, you know. We eat a lot of maybe sushi, and they like that stuff. That's what's in them. And remember, a lot of that stuff, you know, when you start realizing that even though it could look dead to you, it really has the energy still on it, even bones. You know, old bones even will have an energy of the person, just like the clothing will. Go to a secondhand store, and it's secondhand probably because somebody maybe died and the people got rid of it. Pick it up, and you go, man, this thing feels like, you know, feels awful because I can feel cancer and death on this particular coat. Well, that's passed on into that energetically. So now when you're eating something that is from a life form that you really don't want to get involved with and you're eating it, that's not good. But you don't really know what's in our food any longer, you know. Now, if we were probably back maybe in the 1900s where you had a farm and you knew what was what, hopefully you knew what was what, and maybe wasn't interfered with as much as what it is now, but everything now is probably tainted and laced with something that you really, really wouldn't really need or want. And just look at the labels on products now. Holy cow, you know, you got to, just incredible what you're reading. Can't even pronounce it.
Well, it's a whole different language.
Yes, it's alien language coming forth into the physical here of what they're putting into our food. So I don't know. But that gets really negative quick because you have to eat. So maybe you don't have to eat.
Well, you're right. We do have to eat, but we don't have to eat processed food.
Yep.
Which is where the additives come in.
Yep.
I don't know how that helps or how that differs with the GMOs. You know, if they're getting us that way, very possibly, and we don't even know if we're eating GMOs. At least at this point, I think they're trying to get it Ron, do you think they're trying to get it sanctioned where they have to be upfront about GMO food?
I doubt if they're ever going to be upfront with anything like that. Remember, you have that, let's say, put that nanotechnology clearing on the website because stuff was put into your bodies a long time ago before you were even born. And, you know, now they're being activated by what's in the atmosphere here, but the air that you're breathing. And so now all of a sudden that makes these little, say, nanobites or whatever you want to call them come alive in you before they could have been dormant. So it's another type of program activated in you that could have been put into, you know, your ancestry line 500 years ago by the aliens because they knew that they needed to control people, you know, in the 2000s. So, anyway.
Wow.
Switch over from that. But that's okay. What we call it. I think it's the nanotechnology clearing for 2012. It was kind of a long title, but that's a very good one to do. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy, if we can on the show.
Sure. Well, Ron, would it be possible to do a sample of the nanotech, just as you were talking about it?
Yeah, let me think here what I would look at here. So, boy. Well, let's release the energies out of your elbows, okay? That would be attached to the nanotechnology, bringing forth a visible attachment, controlling body part that you would not know about. Maybe it's a hydraulic cylinder or something like that that is now being created energetically in your etheric body with these nanobites coming in. So, you know, if you do a little bit of research on the super soldiers, they sort of talk about this stuff and how they're kind of created that way and altered through different technologies. I could probably just say in the underground alien military complexes. So that could also be humans. Posing, aliens posing as humans doing this experimentation and modifications to people, too. So let's mm-hmm. try to get stuff in your elbows here. So here we go, everybody. Check out your elbows. And very possibly, maybe for some reason, maybe you got some, I don't know, blemishes, something wrong with your elbows. Maybe you got spots on your elbows or it's kind of crusty or something. You don't know what it's about. And it could be where that hardware is. So here we go. Let's take that off. So focus on your elbows now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. They're trying to make you into a cyborg. So see how now, brown cow, see how your arms are doing and check out your elbows because you got to move your arm to move your elbows and just see if they feel a little different. Also see if your skin might feel different too. I don't know. But we did take away some energies. Well, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's a very interesting choice, and that makes sense when you say they're trying to make a cyborg. Yikes. Okay, well, I have some comments in the chat regarding our discussion of food, and let's see here. Here's a comment. Master's in psychology is about labels, but no solution. If you stay out of the stress and the peaceful state, this is a solution. Oh, that's not psychology because it solves the problem. I see. Well, I was thinking labels for food, but kind of the same thing. Here's another comment. Good point. Most people are stuck in a complaining program, and they avoid true solutions. If they only knew how CLS can clear those programs. Well, that's a great point. Thank you. Okay. Question about the robotic clearing. Is this related to or related with the nano clearing also? Well, that would be so because you just mentioned cyborg.
Yeah. So that is correct. You have that clearing on the website also. Oh, that's good.
CreationLightship.com is the location of Ron's over 500 clearing options for us. And also, in addition to those on the left-hand side, there is a list of recommended clearings and free clearings that Ron has set up for us to run. And be sure and check that out. So sorry, Ron, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, the robotic clearing, I could work with that here. Boy, let's see here. Well, we did elbows. Let's do knees. That'd be the counterpart. But here we go. If you have any robotic hardware on you, here we go. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm mainly focusing right now on the left knee. So 1, 2, 3. That feels better. Okay, now right knee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's good. Okay. Yeah.
Ron, we have two comments about the elbows.
Okay. What do we have with elbows? You remember, if you have an elbow, you can't hold your head up, you know? On the table. Very useful.
Without elbows, there are probably a lot of things we wouldn't be able to do. Okay, much wider range of movement through elbows. Feel fluid and free. And another comment is, has a number 4. I'm not sure what that means, but maybe a 4th. A dry skin was removed from my left elbow. So that's good. Mine felt smoother. Ron, do you feel a difference when you do a clearing like that, or are you? How does that affect you?
I don't normally. Let's see. How do I say this here? I guess you're asking if the clearing is working for my body.
Right.
Possibly it is. Normally, I got to run all that energy from everybody when I do a clearing through me to go back to the light chip to get neutralized. So it does run through my body, so I don't necessarily look at myself as having that type of clearing because I'm feeling everybody who's on the line as it goes through me. Remember, the energy has to go somewhere. So I do a clearing, it automatically goes through me, and then it goes to the light ship to get neutralized. And sometimes I get a backlash or a problem, normally not too often, you know. So anyway, but so I don't really, I'll feel the density sometimes. That's why I yawn, because now I'm overfilled when I yawn. So at that point, it gets released. But typically, energy is away from my body within probably 1 or 2 seconds. Really gone out of me. So that's the way it works.
Okay.
For myself feeling something, I may not. Okay, if that's what the question would be. I'm in the moment, so I really don't look at myself or feel too much of what's going on unless somebody has a definite problem. Some of the calls I'll be on, I don't know, man, this person may have like lung cancer or some type of problem with, you know, maybe a broken bone and my arm might hurt or something because of that. And I know that something is really bad with some person, so I do get that kind of clue once in a while. So the way the shows work is somehow the consciousness of the people listening will kind of dictate on normally what I'm doing sometimes with the different healings. So, you know, we really don't have any scripts to go by. this is always live, and it's in the now, so that's kind of how all these programs work. So I don't know what I'm going to be saying next at times. I did have text. I probably could not read it. I could only read about three or four words on a piece of paper, and that would be even hard to do. So that's why when I get some people ask really long questions, it's like I just can't listen because I'm in the moment. You know, having maybe 6 to 8 to 10 words would be maximum for me to listen to concentrate on. I got to go from source energy in the moment into darkness to hear what the word is and then try to decipher what that word means and get back into light again so I don't get contaminated.
So right.
I'm always doing this dance back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I don't hang on to the memory of what I'm talking about. Then that'll have darkness energies attached to it, and we talk about energetic cordings all the time. I don't want to be corded into what a word means or people connected to that word. If I were to use the word cancer, everyone out there have a definition of that, and it could also come up with maybe one of their loved ones or even one of you people having cancer. And all of a sudden, if I were to connect to the word cancer like you're connecting to it, then that's going to really drop my energy level because I'll be now attached to maybe millions, if not billions of people who are on the cancer timeline. I can't do that. That's not what I, you know, that's not how I work, okay? Well, I'm always coming and going by locating into light continuously. Well, that may help some people out there, your newbie or something. So I don't
right.
have active DNA in my body hang on to the stuff. If I did, I would be hanging on to it like a dog with a bone, you know. But I don't deal with the energies that way. It just comes and goes. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Oh, very interesting, Ron. I'm glad that you shared that information. We'll have that updated as a prime topic on the archive list, because I think that might help people understand a little bit more just for the flow of the show. So, okay, we do have a great comment here. We used the nanotechnology detox coloring first in 2012.
Hello?
And Ron has said several times to keep it going, you can buy the unlimited version for $50, and it comes with the auric field protection clearing as a bonus. So thanks for mentioning that. Be sure and go on to creationlightship.com. You could probably do a search on nano. Hey, Ron, I hear we didn't ask for callers, but I hear there's a caller on the line. Please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hi, my name is Linda, and I couldn't figure out how to get on the fast chat, but I had a burning question, so I thought I'd try the phone. My question is about this programs like, I'm sure it's not the only one, but the most popular and the one that's on TV all the time is Ancestry.com, where they're actually asking people to send in DNA to look up their ancestry. I wondered if that is a dangerous thing for us to be doing these days, and if you could comment on that. My daughter actually did it, and I've been worried about it ever since.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda.
Yeah, I could be here. How would I address that? The first thing is, why would somebody want to know about your DNA? So why are they advertising that, okay? That's the first thing. And why would you want to be interested yourself to find out maybe who you have been or, you know, associated with in the past? Remember, that's all past stuff. That's all past timelines. It means nothing to you right now, because who you are right now is not that person that lived, you know, 50 to whatever, you know, 1,000 years ago or whatever to go back. So let's look at it another way, and we'll now get out the the alien microscope. So now what they're probably trying to do is the aliens want to know who you're connected to and how you're living right now and how they can connect with you even more so by finding out who or what's in your DNA, bring forth more stuff to attach you. So that's what I would say. And, you know, like I always say, curiosity killed the cat. So, you know, if I were to ask anybody out there, well, when's the last time you went out to eat? Who did you eat with? What's your phone number? Also, what's your Social Security number? Where do you live? What time do you go to sleep at night? You'd probably say, you know, after a couple of these questions, you'd say, well, you know, once you get lost, okay? And so that's what they're basically doing, is they're trying to have you and control you and to track you. So why would they want to have that? Because they want to track your DNA, see who you're associated with, and take the energy from you. So is it a good thing? Well, I wouldn't say it would be good. I wouldn't want that done. I don't think anybody would want to be tracked, especially by aliens. And so you don't know who is putting on this things, okay? So you have to look at that.
Right.
Suspicious that there's always an alien agenda coming forward in physical people. Are they aliens in that body? Could be, you know? How many clones are here now?
Uh-huh.
So you have to look at it. Is it a good thing? Well, you know, they've known about this for a long time. DNA and stuff. Why is it coming in and out now? Why wasn't it out 20 years ago? So, anyway, reason for it. So, if you want to be tracked and connected to aliens and other things here, having a barcode put on you or even a tattoo, that's like that in the concentration camp. So, this is one way you could have that done for yourself. Would be the same thing, an energetic tattoo would be on you because they're reading who you are and they're tracking you. Oh, remember, there's nanotechnology out there. Well, just kind of does a handshake and probably hooks you up even worse than what you are now. That's how I would answer that. Everybody
well,
has...
thank you for your comment. Thank you for your comment, Ron. I agree with you, and I have the same feeling, but my daughter's already done it and sent in her DNA. And is there a way I can protect her? One of the healings, maybe?
I have no clue on that one. I don't know. No.
Okay.
No. We'll see if anybody else has an answer on the chat box there. I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
well,
thank you so much, Ron.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Linda. Bye now.
Thank you.
Linda brought up a point about how to get onto the CLS chat site, and if you go to creationlightship.com during the show, at the very top, there is an audio symbol that you can click on to hear the show, and then to the right of that, there's a chat link, and you just click on chat, and it takes you to the BBS profile page for Ron, and to the left of that is the chat, fast chat, they call it, and you just click on that, and that'll lead you into where you need to go. Otherwise, if anyone else out there has questions regarding creationlightship.com or the chat site, you may email clsquestions@yahoo.com, and then we'll get back to you as soon as we can. So, I mean, that was a really good comment that Linda made about the chat and also about the DNA. Wow. Well, Ron, tonight we started out with talking about your demystifying, and we wanted to talk more about that, but I just heard another beep. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes, hello?
Hi, please share your name and your information for Ron.
Hi, my name is Michael. I had a question
in regards to spiritual missions. I see that you were recently talking about like alien agendas and everything. I recently kind of been involved with projects that kind of, I don't know, they seem really true to like what I want to do with my life in terms of career. But at the same time, I've noticed like a big, like heaping energy of like, I guess, the spiritual hierarchy or whatever those, I guess those creatures or entities are called who kind of manipulate things here. And I was wondering, how does a person get rid of, I guess, basically kind of figure out if what you're doing with your life is actually what you want or is it just a program dictated by them? Because I was wondering, like, how do you get to a point to where you could see the difference? Because it seems like I'm just kind of aligning up with the archetype. It's not really real, you know?
Well, I think everybody starts off because you're programmed heavily from school. I'm not saying that school is bad, that their programming is bad. But remember, you're taught to, you know, go to high school, actually through all the other grades, and you get to high school, then you're told to go to college. And then hopefully after you get out of college, you're going to get a job. A lot of times right now, those jobs aren't available. Right away, you bought a program system, and it's not working for you. And so I guess the question is, you know, maybe you have a burning desire to do something, and it's not working for what you want to do. What I would say is to look at yourself and see what you enjoyed doing when you were younger, before you got too much of that programming put into you, okay? Now, remember, I'm not saying this program is probably bad, although it could be, but, you know, what do you really enjoy doing? And then at that point, once you can figure that out, then maybe look at that over again and venture in that direction. Otherwise, you're going to be running the programs that are available right now in mass consciousness to direct you to do something. So, and as you start doing more of the mind to heart drop, you're going to start to get released from all of these timelines and the programs that are attached to them, making you do something that you probably don't want to do. Then you, people have shapeshifters come into them and everything else, entities that may not want to do at all. So if you're looking for what you really would like to do, then maybe go back when you were a child and see what you'd like to do the most back then, or you got stuck into the mass consciousness program here, mind control.
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel like. I kind of feel like a mixture of like the mass consciousness program and then like an authenticity where I just can't function here correctly, not because there's something wrong with me, it's just because, you know, nobody can teach you how to function in such an environment like this. It's just not kind of possible to really, you know, make it work in such a dangerous environment for somebody who's not from around here, basically. It's really rough. But also, I was feeling like there was, like, energetic contracts, like, by these. I've been doing a lot of research, and basically I heard that the whole reincarnation cycle is controlled, and what they do is they get people who want to do good, who want to help, you know, and then they twist up what these people actually came here to do, and then they just use them for their own means and purposes. Like, you know, if you're a spirit who came from a whole nother place, and then this spiritual hierarchy or these people posing as gods or something, you know, they zap you and wipe your brain. And now you're fighting for a cause and a goal, like, you know, climate control or whatever, when you really didn't care about that at all. And it's just like, is there a clearing to, like, get rid of the spiritual hierarchy, basically, or whatever I came in contact with before I was born?
Boy, probably not. You can do clearings to help yourself out. Remember, we're still in the system here of darkness. You know, in the reincarnation process and you picked your parents that would give you, you picked the DNA in your parents that would possibly give you what you wanted to do here. And so from there, you know, as conscious could actually change that. You know, let's just say that looked at your DNA of your parents and you wanted to make buggy whips because you liked horses and the buggies, and you wanted to make this little whip to whip the horse, you know, and you knew how to do that. Well, all of a sudden, there's no more buggy whips, you know, and you got you have an old system, an old program running that you wanted to do. Because cars came in, okay? So all you need is to reinvent yourself. But as far as getting rid of the mass programs that's here, the only way you can actually really cope with these programs is to do the mind of heart drop to get into the now. The whole thing is to get out of the timeline. So do timeline crashes on your situations, and then also from there figure out what whole lifetime clearing is being used. So that particular word like fear, anger, anxiety, frustration, pain is being used on you. Bring you into these timelines. Remember, always the cause. What's the cause? Root cause is that you got to find out what your main issue is here, how the aliens are connecting to you, and then they're putting you onto these timelines. Get rid of that root cause so that you're more invisible to them. That's just the way the dark side works. Uh-huh. So that's the whole thing. And then in the process, once you get yourself cleared off enough of these things, then they start to realize that you may want to do something else because the timelines are controlling your reality, living them without even knowing it. That gets copy and pasted here, and you have the mindset of whatever that thing is. So if you're on a timeline of fear, then your whole life on fear here, as you're probably experiencing fear on maybe 10,000 timelines. Wonder why you're in fear all the time. Well, it's happening over there. And to get rid of those timelines, and now all of a sudden that fear can probably get dissipated here because it's no longer relating to you. Remember, the energy that you're connected to resonates to you. Out in the beyond, though, living on a fear timeline or 10,000 of them, just like you're living it here, energy is there. Wonder why you get in fear a lot. That's just an example. But you need to get off of those timelines. You need to be in the now. Not in the now, and you have no way to do that. Website has a way to do that, but if you didn't know about the website, then you're just running your life from one program to the next. And you really don't have that much control over your life as running programs. So,
What if you don't... But if you don't know the exact names of them, like what you're going through?
Well, then get on and do the self-empowerment clearing. There's about 38 issues there, and you start figuring out where you are through the clearing, and you get the stuff taken away from you. I don't know how your body's relating.
Okay. Well, okay.
Well, Michael.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael, for calling today. Have a great night. And Ron, it is 20 to the hour. Are we running over the hour tonight?
Probably 5 minutes extra over. Time? So, yeah, we got a little bit of time. So,
a little extra time. Okay. Well, we do have a couple of comments for Linda. And I guess what I'd like to offer, Ron, is that Linda could email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And then we could send those suggestions to her.
That'd be great, sure.
Okay. And tonight, well, we've had questions regarding other worlds and movies. Why do movies recycle information? Where is it coming from? And tonight, Ron is going to demystify our reality and be the myth breaker, which happens to be part of a presentation he'll be putting together for the New York Expo. And so, Ron, what do you mean about demystifying our reality? What's your take on it?
Well, the whole thing is the controlling energies that you know nothing about. And people think that they're real when they may not be. People may think that their life is linear and it's not. People don't realize that they're being turned off and on continuously. Every 10 minutes you're a different you. And people don't realize that what they see with their eyes, with your eyes open, is not always the truth, okay? And there's one saying that I heard from somebody, it may have been a police officer maybe 40 years ago or something. He was saying, the reason why we ask a bunch of people, maybe after an accident, what happened, is everybody sees different reality. We're able to kind of piece things together, get more clarity on what happened during the accident. What does that mean? That means that they're probably all on different timelines, doing situation a little differently. That could be one way of looking at that. Also, you have the movies, and I saw a movie. In fact, I think you posted a bunch of paranormal movies in a sense. I saw an older movie. It's made in 98 or 99. Beowulf, I think, is what it was. And it was the person in there was the person who did was a Blade Runner?
Highlander,
yeah. Excuse me, Highlander. I think it was the main first movie for Highlander. He would come back and look for demons and go after them. And in that movie, one in 98 or 99, the demon came forward, or this life form. I shouldn't use really the word demon, but that's how they portrayed it. It may not have been a demon to itself, but to people, it ate people and wanted to get their blood and stuff. So that could be a demon, I guess. But the main thing is that they stated that this life form was here before the people were here. So the people are now territory. They probably didn't like that. Well, you have to realize that even though we're here and we think that, yeah, this stuff belongs to us, it's, this particular town I live in and it's my town, well, it's called it before you even came here. And so are you interfering with something? And why are these life forms still here? Well, we look at it as something that's really bizarre or strange or, demonic or different words for it. And these were the creatures that were here before us. And they are probably battling for maybe their life, in a sense, to hold their integrity of who they are. We're invading them. One way to look at it, I'm not saying that, it's good if they eat people. That's not good. but what I am saying is that there's so much out there that we really know about in our genetics. You watch a movie and you wonder why your body gets terrified or your hair stands up on end because you see this movie. It doesn't really relate to you, but you go, wow, I don't know why I'm scared now. Well, it's because your genetics of who you are way back when probably dealt with this particular creature. So a lot of this stuff is invisible. And maybe there's people talking about it through storytelling and folklore and different things being passed on, storytellers. And these things are real. Just look at the big giants, that people are big enough now. Some of these, I think, are maybe 30, 50 feet tall. I saw a picture of somebody having like four guys moving ahead. Skull of some big creature. So, geez, that must be a gigantic one, if it's the skull is, maybe 5 foot high or something. How big is that creature going to be, They were here. So what's making them show up now? That could be the interesting question. Very possibly it's from timelines are coming into us here, bringing that stuff here. Remember, but the main paranormal question is that timeline brought here for you to experience something right now that wasn't here before? Everybody looks at life as being linear. So they go back and they go, well, we're going to do some archaeological dig over here, and they dig something. Oh, maybe they dig down 100 feet, and nothing is there maybe in the 1900s. Now they go back there now, and they dig down 50 feet, and they find something. They go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, it's because they're dropping in timelines, and things are now brought here on timelines that wasn't here before. Remember, the Earth gets recreated every 2,000 years also, and some things may not want to be brought in here that used to be here. That's up to the Earth spirit of how it chooses to create the Earth. And so, but on the timelines with what the aliens are doing, what are they going to be doing in 10 minutes from now? Okay? Like I say, is the room next to you, you know, created? Is it there? You know, probably listening in a living room or kitchen or maybe your bedroom. And is your bathroom really materialized right now? Oh, you may not be able to look into your bathroom. Or the garage, is it really there? It'll only probably be there when you approach it and start to physically see it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of data. It's a waste of film footage. It's a waste of all those ones and zeros. They have to create, have it there. But they will create it when you come into that location. They can change it. No, I've had people say, you know, I looked at my house, and one day the paint was kind of fading on it. Next day, it's painted better. It looks good, and I don't know what happened. Well, so the whole thing is, what's going on with our reality? And our reality is not linear, and it's not consistent. It's whatever the aliens are choosing to give you in the reality of that consciousness, what they choose to bring in. That's why you want to stay in the now. That way you hold energy of what you're looking at in the now and interfere with that in the now. And timelines are always interfering. So back to you, Steve.
Well, wow. You said so much, Ron. And I guess my head's spinning just a little bit because things aren't as they seem is really the highlight, the thing that jumps into my mind, because we're always wondering, why did this happen or why did that happen, and we don't know why. And I find it fascinating when we talk about DNA, we talk about our ancestors and what they've been through, and maybe the folklore that they have brought forward, the storytelling, and I guess it just feels like there's so many things that are out there that are really true. And that reminds me, we had talked about several movies that have to do with this other world, and The Troll Hunter was one, Ron, that you had brought up, and it has to do with, was in 2010, had to do with Norway and some college kids trying to investigate suspicious bear killings, and it turns out that they run into a troll hunter, and which they, of course, didn't think was real, and in fact, they found out something different and actually videotaped, and Ron and I were talking about how that is a very interesting myth, because trolls have been in storytelling for years, and even the little troll statues are still very prominent or a favorite of some people, like for their gardens. So, Ron, how do you feel about the troll hunter and how that folklore can come into real life?
Well, yeah, things are out there that people don't normally, you know, talk about. You know, everybody has probably heard about the Bigfoot, but very few people have seen the Bigfoot. How many are here? I have no clue. But they probably were here for a long time, probably maybe even before us, possibly, you know, but they're still living. And then you have other things that people have found that's kind of bizarre looking, like large fish or things in the ocean, and you go, wow, that's really bizarre. And just a lot of stuff that's here that we don't know about or we hear about it, and because we don't have that life experience with it, we don't always understand it or even knowledge that it's real. So people could laugh at you if you said, you know, I saw this thing, and they go, oh, yeah, uh-huh, well, show me proof. I have that often from people. They say, Ron, oh, telling us this, all this information, but, you know, I can't find any database on you going back, well, that, you know, like, you know, 30 years ago. How come you weren't here 30 years ago, you know, doing this? You know, I go, well, you know, I wasn't doing this, you know. So people, they want to have a history of going back to the get-go to make it valid. Okay. So, yeah, the troll movie was quite interesting. Whether it's true or not, I think there's some things in the movie that it's called Troll Hunter or Troll Hunters on Netflix. And it is an interesting movie, and it's there is probably a lot of truth in there, okay? But the whole thing is how do you perceive that? And, oh, are you going to be able to open your mind up enough to maybe realize that there could be other life forms out there that are living here that may not see all the time? Remember, we have all these invisible things that people see. Check out that old movie, I think it was in the maybe late 60s, Rosemary Baby. That was done where Lennon was killed in Manhattan there. I've been by that building a bunch of times with the gargoyles sticking out of it. It's by Central Park. And around 70th, I think it's Street, I believe, but kind of aside from that, walking by there does feel, for me, it felt a little eerie. But they made that movie there, and that energy is probably still in there. Where the devil took over the lady's baby, and everybody went along with that. And they had, you know, the curses and the spells, so the guy could get a job, and that's done in Hollywood now anyway. People do that type of thing to move ahead. So that's nothing really new. It's probably just showing what the future is like for movie stars, what they need to do to stay up there in the ranks there. So I won't get too much into that. But, you know, it did show the guy getting jobs there, or he just didn't have anything. So they were doing their ceremonies, we'll say, to enchanting to do that. But, yeah, there's a lot out there that we don't know about. And just because you don't know about it doesn't mean that it's not real. Want to get tied up into it. Like the lady mentioned about, gee, what about my DNA? Somebody knows my DNA and they start tracking me by giving that information. You know, now they're alerted that I'm living. Oh, I'm here. You know? Well, yeah, hello. You guys got the t-shirt on. How do you get out of that? Well, I don't know what to say on that one. Like I said, curiosity killed the cat, you know? So, don't go looking too much for information, especially, you know, with your, you know, in the genetics, you know, that's not good. So, anyway, I won't get into that too much. I don't want the lady to get too upset or anything, but got to remember.
Ron, go ahead.
What's in your genetics, you know? What's that holding? What kind of information is there in your genetics going back to your family line? Oh, back to you.
Well, thanks, Ron, for that information regarding the otherworldly beings. And you just brought up about the DNA, and I did ask Linda to email us, which she has, and I actually invite anyone that wants the DNA suggestions to email us, and we'll forward that information to you. I'm going to be taking it off the chat room, and that's if you don't have access to the chat room right now. So be sure and send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and ask us for that information. I wanted to point out that if you're on the chat room, the moderator has posted the CLS chat site pictures and video link, and the reason is that some of the movies that we were talking about have been posted there. The links have been posted with information, and we have several actually that were updated yesterday, and very interesting, and I believe that we'll have an overflow show on this, Ron, because there's a lot of great new information, and even the redos on some of these shows, like, well, you mentioned about the Highlander, and they keep bringing up new versions. The Troll Hunter, looking to create another version for 2014 or an updated version, and it's just fascinating. And the mists, when we were looking at the different mist movies, that talks about its between world. Do you have time to chat about that for a few minutes, Ron?
Yeah, and what I will say about the DNA thing, just to go a little further, okay? So
okay.
People, I'll switch it over. A person gets a psychic reading, right? Well, right away from somebody to see what their future is going to be like. Well, that puts them onto those timelines, okay? Whether it's good or bad or indifferent, it still puts you onto a timeline because now you're taking your focus, remember, you create, taking your consciousness now, and now you're projecting it onto a timeline that the person is reading for you, whether it's true or not, okay? And now you're on that timeline. The aliens got you on that timeline. So now with your DNA, you're bringing forth all of the past because you want to know your past history. You could be tied into billions of timelines now because the person is giving you that data, that information. So it's activating all that DNA in you. So let me say it a different way. Do an emotional clearing. You're cleared from your emotions. So you have that 15 minutes of time, and lifetime is basically nullified from your emotions. If you go out in the woods and you don't get talked to by anybody or watch TV or the radio, and you're in peace, which is what that happens, does automatically for you when you get rid of your emotions, then you know, you're good to go. Now, what happens is people activate your DNA. Now you're on another situation of rediscovering the DNA of a learning lesson experience. So by having your genetic tracking of who you used to be, that's opening yourself up to billions of timelines. So the clearings that you've had could be nullified because now you chose to go into the past to bring up all that DNA from your ancestors as you start reading about who and what they were, okay? Like I said, if you do that clearing once and you take off and you don't get anything affecting you, okay, to trigger the dormant DNA, you're good to go. But by having somebody tell you who you were in the past, your ancestry, you're now activating all that stuff. Now she had a daughter, the lady. Daughter activate that into her? Yeah, of course. Coming forward. So I'm not trying to be really hard or, you know, I think it was Linda. So I'm sorry if I sound that way, but I'm trying to tell the other people. That's probably the worst thing you could ever do in your life is to activate your DNA by knowing your family history. Because you're going back into all that stuff and all those timelines, man. So, man. Where are we, Cindy? Will you ask the question?
Sure. We're at the top of the hour, Ron, and I just asked a question about the mist. However, I'm wondering, because we have so much information regarding this, and I'm sure our listeners would like to give some feedback after they look at the links, should we just roll it over to next Friday?
We could do that, yeah. So I'll just talk about the mist briefly. The mist is that black goo energy, in a sense. It could be same or just slightly different. But that's where the creatures kind of hide out and come into the reality of the humans. And it's like a fog energy. Normally it's dark in color. And so that's where they hide out and they and materialize into that. Remember, they've been here for a long time. And just because you don't see them physically does not mean they have or they don't have a body. They can have a physical body in their own reality. And you know, that the mist, the fog can show that energy to you. Just like if you watch, like I was saying, when they had the bombings from the Air Force, we'll say, a while back, and maybe, I think it was Afghanistan or someplace, but anyway, and they had it on YouTube, okay? And also they had it on Yahoo, and you could click on it. I talked about this maybe 2 months ago. And you click on it, and all of a sudden, you see, you know, the explosion, and then you see the cloud coming off, and normally it's a dark cloud. And if you can hit your button or play and pause as this cloud is increasing in size, you can actually see faces and bodies in that explosion, in the cloud, the brief cloud, we'll call it, okay? And that's because these energies, these beings are already living in that form. They could be, you know, 500 feet high. And you don't know that they're there because you can't see it. But what happens? That energy of the debris, maybe the dirt, whatever blew up, now attaches to them, colors them, just like it would be spraying a ghost. You know, if you could spray a ghost with spray paint, you would see it, okay, in a sense. All of a sudden, now you are seeing this life form, and it's in that debris field. It didn't come from that. It's already there. It just shows up, just like the ship clouds that you see up above your head every day. Look up and you see flat-bottom clouds, and some start to form into actual ship-looking things because they're there physically, but you just can't see them. But the cloud forms around them. Oh, and look, yesterday I saw a whole bunch of dragon clouds. That was wonderful to see dragons up there. So I'm all in a line with humps on them, about six different humps, and their mouths are open. Oh, it's fantastic. Now, they're in our reality, too, but the clouds form around them. But you can't see them with your eyes. So I guess we can have a really good show next time, getting into what we're talking about, maybe a carryover. So anything you
right.
want to add, Steve, before we close the show down?
Well, I'm very excited to have people check out the CLS chat site for the different pictures and videos. And actually, there's some pictures of clouds with faces that you just talked about, too, that are very interesting. It'd be great to get some feedback on that. CLSquestions@yahoo.com is where we would like to receive your email comments between shows also. And be sure and check the chat site because the moderator has posted different links, and if you're not in the on the chat site right now, be sure and jump in there between shows because there's a lot of great information that we're either going to be talking about or links to the creationlightship.com. And moderator did post that this Sunday, December 28th, is the last of the December monthly intensives, and then we'll start 2015. Links are there for the 2015 events also.
Okay,
that's all, Ron.
And let's do the Mind of Heart drop to get you more into peace energy. And I haven't seen hardly, as I'm talking right now, I'm looking at most of the clouds that I've seen, 99% of the clouds at least, if I see a creature up there, or one is forming, I never see one that's smiling and looks nice. They all look like monsters, okay? So anyway, just look up some of those, even on the atomic bomb explosion that they showed in the 40s when they're doing the testing. Take that one and do, you know, hit your pause. You know, I was just playing a video, just keep pausing it so it moves a little bit. You start seeing these faces in it and stuff, you know, and you go, wow. But anything where you see an explosion like that, even tornadoes and hurricanes, you will find those alien beings that are gigantic in those, in that stuff, whatever it is, okay? They're there. And are they causing it? It could be, but it shows you how they look physically. None of them are smiling, giving you the peace sign, you know? So here we go. Let's do the mind a heart drop. So, and in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop into your heart. Here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. See you tomorrow night, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone.